fulfilled in Christ. God wants you to know that you don't have to put your brains on the shelf to believe the reliability of Scripture. You can know objectively that whatever He has said, He has also fulfilled. Jesus fulfilled hundreds of specific prophecies regarding the day He was born, the place He was born, who His mother was, and what kind of woman she would be, and more, all to demonstrate and prove that He is the sovereign King. And there's another set of promises you need to remember about His return. He will bring history to a close. Instead of being the suffering servant who died in your place on a cross, He will then be the ruling warrior on a white horse, and He will bring about justice. He wants His people living in anticipation of the day of His return. There are plenty of areas in which to study the power of biblical prophecy, but consider this one. Can you name any people group in all of history that, after being pushed out of its land, has kept its identity? Now think that through. We talk about European Jews, American Jews, and Arab Jews. How have they kept this identity? It was foretold, and God has fulfilled His promises. God said that after His people had been spread abroad for almost 2,000 years, He would bring them back into their land again. And in 1948, Israel became a nation. Thousands of years after God's prophets spoke about the return of Israel to its promised land, where are the eyes of the world? They are on that tiny strip of land. The prophetic evidence is amazing. Through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. As you might expect, God's clearest demonstration of His sovereignty comes wrapped up in His Son, Jesus.